But thank you. Yes. Oh, I know. We have to remember that every single thing we're doing every single day is part of the writing process. We sometimes think we're wasting time, like washing dishes or whatever, but you went to an art show and then you went to, and it stimulated you to do that. But a lot of times people say, oh, I was just wasting time all day. I said, no, every experience that you are doing, everything is part of your writing. It's not separated. It's your being, it's your authentic self. Take it, okay? Put it in there. You don't know how it's going to come out. So what? Yours came out just as beautiful as we could feel like the joy you saw when you were there visually looking at that. Then you gave it to us verbally. So thank you.
Thanks so much. And thanks, Janice, for mentioning about doing the dishes, because I find, you know, like Jenny, the heartfelt messages that Jenny's given us, I find doing dishes and housework is so meditative. I find for every about 45 minutes of housework, there's 15 minutes of writing. And it gets us in the zone. So does exercise, so does, like, you know, so does living our lives. And yeah, it's not a war between art, like, you know, between creating and living the rest of our lives. It's a healthy flow of meditative energy.
Cynthia, I love your poem. It felt like a dance to me.
Oh, thank you for saying that, because the artist is a dancer, and she came up after and she said it that she's also a dancer.
Yeah, I can feel that. Thank you.
I'm so glad that all came out.
Mary, are you there?
Yes, Mary.
Mary?
Can you hear me?
Yes,
yay,
we can hear
we
you.
Can.
Technology.
Okay.
You've been.
I would like to sing an aria from Grand Opera. It's called Norma, and it was composed by Bellini in 1831. The aria is a priestess praying to her goddess of the moon. O goddess, spread the peace, the same peace that makes you reign in heaven.
Okay, I'm done.
Okay, Mary. sometimes within the building we have a few fluctuations, but the feeling tone, would anyone have a... Oh, and could you tell us what was the song about, the gist of the song?
It was a prayer to the goddess. You know, like, I mean, that was a direct quote of the lyrics. Oh, goddess, peace, make peace on earth. The same peace that makes you rule, makes you reign in heaven. So that was the essential part. There was something about, you know, I mean, this is interesting. Something about how you are the guardian of ancient trees.
Okay, we'll continue getting riff from a couple of people. Janice?
We were just talking about a poem that made us feel a dance. I was definitely feeling that this song was like I was just out in the woods dancing freely and just like I didn't have gravity. I just felt that feeling from the words and the song. And so I so appreciate you sharing, because today a lot of us are sharing more senses than just the words. So as we enlarge our ability to tap into all of our senses, that you definitely did that for me. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Mary, for being brave enough to share. You know, sometimes when you talk about structure and people say, well, it's a poetry program, but underneath all songs, there's a form of poetry. And so I thought it would be wrong when we're talking about feelings of what do words elicit to say, no, Mary, that's a song, that's singing, that's not a poem. So thank you for being brave enough to come and share. We have another person that has come on that has been one of our regular poetry pop-up, and that's Dr. Ramona. Good afternoon. Can you unmute yourself?
Yeah, hello. Hi, Charlotte. Hi, everyone. And I apologize for being late, but I got held up at the passport office. So I'm just back now. And so I do have a poem. It's a little bit longish poem on transition. So should I go ahead and share it, Charlotte?
Yes.
Okay. So here it is. Amazing transitions. In the bustling streets of Bombay, I was a daughter, woven into the fabric of family, each moment a thread, bright and intricate. The laughter of cousins, the scent of spices, the warmth of shared stories guiding me through the chaos of life. Then a student with books piled high, dreams scribbled in margins, the weight of knowledge, an anchor as I roamed the corridors of college, where every lesson was a seed waiting to bloom. A wife in the soft glow of candlelight, two lives intertwining, discovering the beauty of shared silence, the joy of building a home, each room echoing our laughter, each corner a witness to our journey. Parenthood arrived, a whirlwind of love and sleepless nights, the tender chaos of tiny hands, the wonder of first steps. I navigated the vibrant cultures of Toronto and Vancouver, where snowflakes danced like dreams and the cities pulsed with stories from every corner of the globe. In Bombay, and now in Mountain View, a teacher guiding young minds to soar, finding my voice in the symphony of learning, each student a note in the grand melody, the joy of discovery, a shared song. Across music I journeyed, from the harmonies of Western choirs to the soul of Carnatic rhythms, where bhajans and kirtans lifted spirits, each note a prayer, each beat a heartbeat. Food transformed, once a dance of flavors, non-vegetarian delights, now a garden of greens, plant-based and vibrant, vegan choices reflecting a deeper harmony, nourishing body and spirit alike. Religion, too, a tapestry woven with threads of faith, from Catholicism's embrace to Hinduism's rich rituals, the serene wisdom of Nichiren Buddhism, each path a journey, each belief a stepping stone. Ramona, in transitions, an ever-evolving tapestry, a mosaic of roles and dreams woven across continents and cultures, each phase a brush stroke on the canvas of life. Thank you. Thank you for your patience. Such a long, long poem.
Oh, the length was not an issue at all. I felt like I was on a travelogue. I got hungry smelling the food in Bombay and Toronto. Oh, my goodness, what a travelogue. And such a, like we had tapping that set off one set of senses, but the words and the feeling and the images were just amazing.
Thank you. Thank you, Charlotte.
Hi, Ramona. Hi, my friend.
Hi, Neil. So I did try to write without rhyming words this time. I hope it was okay.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful. In fact, I'm going to read a poem after when it gets to be my turn, but the title of the poem is Moments.
Moments, wow.
And your poem was about moments. I'm looking forward to sharing it with you because it so supports what you did. It's beautiful.
Thank you, Neil.
I wanted to say to Ramona, I love the metaphor, your use of metaphor through that, how evenly paced each section was. And you have so many poetic devices in there, like alliteration, where you have the same letter, the same consonant starting words. And it just...
Right.
It flowed so beautifully. I'm wondering about your process and how you constructed it. It's an incredible masterpiece.
Actually, Cynthia, I don't know whether I shared with our group, but I finally managed to complete writing my life stories / memoir and had it published in February. Mm. So I did write a lot about all these transitions in my life, you know, from being this to that person and across countries and religions and food. And so I think this poem was another outlet for all those, but in brief. So that's how it came about. Thanks to Charlotte's prompt.
For those who didn't hear, about December, this is the third poem that Dr. Ramona has written. Up until Poetry Popular, she had never written a poem and thought she was not a poet. So the awesomeness is just amazing, letting your heart go and letting your feelings flow.
Thank you.
I hope we get to hear from Charlotte, too. I hope we get to hear a poem from Charlotte.
All righty. I will... the other side of being a mother is having a daughter. And so this poem is called My Daughter Cannot Come Out to Play. My daughter cannot come out to play today. She cannot come out to play with you. She is in seclusion. She is ridding herself of delusions. My daughter cannot come out to play today. My daughter cannot come out to play today. She is about her mother's work. She's about her father's work. She's about the work left unfinished by her grandmother. She's about the work being replenished for her grandfather. My daughter cannot come out to play today. My daughter cannot come out to play today. She cannot come out to play with you. When last she played with you, she skinned her knee, broke her tooth, and ripped her Sunday dress. My daughter cannot come out to play today. Today she's making amends and amens, girding her loins for ultimate peace, a protracted war, my daughter cannot come out to play today. My daughter cannot come out to play today. She's learning about serenity today. She is rekindling the fires in the house today. She's reading her word and soaring with Esther today. Like Vashti, she is in her room today. Like Vashti, she finds seclusion better than the company of a foolish king who only seeks skin-deep beauty. My daughter cannot come out to play today.
I love you, Charlotte. That just reminded me of me and my daughter. All the various times when she wanted to do something. And it was me telling her that you can't go.
Well, my daughter cannot come out to play was me because I didn't have a daughter. But I have raised many, many daughters. For some reason, as a teacher, I became known as Mama Nathan and Nate Dog 000G. So I had a lot of little things happen while I was raising my children that I taught. But I love that you understood that sometimes it's, you know, time to play, a time to rest, a time to work, you know, all of that. Just thank you for that.
I love Charlotte. I always love your rhythm and the power of your voice and your presence and your truth, because you tell the truth and we hear it and it's solid and strong. And I also love that you give your daughter an example of boundaries, that she's allowed to have boundaries, and that you set that example for her and how you help her set up her life. I think that's such a gift to give your daughter, that she's allowed to rest. She's allowed to say no. And sometimes I think kids need the parents to say no for them to outside influences that aren't healthy for them. And I think it's so important that you tell your daughter she's allowed to say no. And for Women's Month, I think that's so important for women to be allowed to say no. And sometimes we need that example. So thank you for that strong, strong work.
There's a story, and it's too long a story to tell today, but there is a book in the Bible about Vashti. Vashti was the person who dared to say no to the king when he wanted her to come down and show off her beauty. And these people have been drinking like a whole week, and Vashti said, no, I'm not coming down. And so that inspired me to write that particular poem to my daughter. Okay, Yes, everyone has presented one. I think, Janice, you presented a poem of someone else's. Did you have one of yours you wanted to share?
Okay, well, this Zoom is way too short, so we're just going to have a bigger one next time. I'm not dealing with this hour stuff, Charlotte. We'd have to just expand now.
And I'm moving toward...
She shakes her head and says, okay, Janice, okay, fine.
Well, you all need to be like Neil and start putting pennies or dollars in a box, because I'm going
there
to... I'm working on having it live in
there
L.A. In Vancouver, we're going to have a poetry pop-up connected with a couple of things. And we want you to cross over to take it. Okay, Janice?
I grab anything that's handy. This was 2001. 12701. I like keeping dates on my poems. I don't use titles. So here it is. Over a month ago, lost in time and space, traveling an eternity of emotions since my last landing, needing my landing gear, scared of the belly flop landing on the icy water, need to go deeper. Wanting is surface materials. So I continue, so will scratching my way through my existence, fiery and furiously impatient with my step, dragging pace, anxiously biting at my future feasts or fasts. JJ.
Your mouth is moving, Johnny. Did you want to give her any riff?
I was trying to get the end. You said at the end, say that part at the end.
It says, anxiously biting at my future feasts or fasts.
Okay.
F-A-S-T-S. Fasting or feasting.
Okay, Neil has a short poem that he wanted to share.
Yes, I do. And I give this one to Ramona. It's called Moments. The moments come and those moments go, only to be replaced by another moment, pushed out of the way by the next moment, mostly not noticed by a distracted mind. Moments are the composition of time that make up the songs of our lives. Sing a song and sing it proudly. The moments come and those moments go, only to be replaced by another moment. And moment by moment, the place is where we have experiences, where it is that we love, and where it is that we cry, where it is we succeed, and where it is that we fail. But relentlessly, moments keep passing through my life. Like a movie film, the moments go by so fast. It looks like a continuous life, but it is lived moment by moment.
Thank you, Neil. That was like very philosophical. Like, life is made up of moments. So I agree with you, and I really enjoyed it. Thank you for sharing it.
What I do.
Okay, Johnny, did you have any type of poem or ending movement or thought that you'd like to share with us as we draw to our end?
I'd be happy to. Earlier you mentioned about the 16 seconds.
And maybe explain to them what that is and where they can find it.
Okay. So 16 seconds is from a book called Excuse Me, Your Life is Waiting by Lynn Grabhorn. And she tells us in this book that no matter what we're thinking, negative or positive, good or bad, every 16 seconds, we are vibrating on whatever that thought is. And if we're sitting in a negative vibration for 16 seconds, the more we repeat that vibration, the more of that which we attract to us. So we could think about that as the way we breathe. And if we want to revert that to something positive, I'm thinking in a way of meditating, if we're breathing in 16 seconds, so let's just say, I'll give you the example. We breathe in for 4 seconds through our nose. We hold the breath for 4 seconds, release the breath for 4 second count, and then hold the breath for 4 seconds. That's how fast we can change our thinking, our vibrations. And so we could use that 16 seconds for whatever we might be dealing with. Maybe it's in the car driving and someone just cut you off. And instead of going to, we can go to the 16 seconds and kind of breathe ourselves back to our center. That's the idea behind the 16 seconds. So we can all try that together, if not on your own, but that's just kind of like, so something that I was guided to do, a meditation series called 16 Seconds of Calm, and it is on YouTube, and then you can find it under Johnny Proby Music.
Spell Johnny Proby.
Several different meditation versions in that series. Some are long, some are 10 minutes, 5 minutes, 3 minutes. Even there's one that we can do with Janice brought earlier about giving yourself a hug. We can even do that for 16 seconds.
Johnny, so would you spell Johnny Proby for... Okay.
J-O-H-N-N-I-E. Proby is P as in Paul. R-O-B as in boy, Y. Johnny Proby Music. That series is on it's on YouTube. So for time's sake, we can end with a 16-second hug. So we'll just do, if you're comfortable in where you are, give yourself a hug. And we'll just say 4 seconds. 1, 2, 3, 4. And feel yourself. Feel the love as though you were loving someone else or giving someone else a big hug. Okay, that's four. Now let's change sides. Give your other side a hug. One, two, three, four. And now feel the love for four counts, as though you were giving someone else that you know a big hug. One, two, three, four. And I don't know if you feel it in your heart space, but I do. Yeah. Wow.
That was beautiful. Thank you, Johnny. Yes. I found your meditation on YouTube. I'm going to follow that. Yeah, and share it.
Okay.
And like it and subscribe to your channel.
Thank you so much. Yeah. So whatever, even the first thing when you wake up in the morning, if no one else is there to give you a hug, whether they're there or not, you can start with yourself. Give yourself a hug. Right. Okay. Thank you.
Beautiful. Thank you. Thank you.
That's exactly what I was going to say. I'm going to starting my day like that, because I've been recently waking up and saying, I don't want to get up. And that's not good.
I'm so
happy that you gave me something that I can do, that I can physically tell myself it's okay to get up, to breathe, to step forward into whatever, and be anxious. Be interested in the day, not anxious, what I was trying to say. That be ready. Thank you.
Better say goodbye. Thank you.
Thank you, Mary.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Mary. Thank you very much. We'll be looking forward to hearing you again. And
oh, boy.
I'll be seeing you in the building.
Yes.
Mary is in this building where we record our CJSF radio, our Saluwa show. And
anybody that's in Los Angeles on the 26th, I have two new books that are on Amazon, and I'm presenting them at the Los Angeles Times Book Festival on the 26th of April. And please stop by the booth. I don't know where it is, but there's a booth there somewhere.
Nice, Neil.
All the best, Neil. I'm sure you'll have a wonderful
It's just
response.
Exciting just to be able to do this.
Right.
Yes, I'm going to add that to my calendar just so I could send you some good vibes that day.
Oh, thank you, Johnny. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. I went through the terror of that I'm going to be presenting my books at LA Book Festival. I went through absolute terror, and now I'm at a place where I got to go do this. I keep leaving myself notes. I can do this. I can do this. I keep leaving my notes. So.
Do not be afraid of that festival. It is such a huge, huge hug from many, many people. And the energy there is so extreme. And it's all about, because everybody there is just excited about books.
Right.
So you can't have a bad time. You have to really push yourself to have a bad time. You will love it. You will enjoy it. And you will say, wow, I got to come back next year.
And I thank each of you for taking the time. I know that there are many things that you could have been doing with your time today, and that you chose to spend it with us and to share a part of yourself, to be open for other people to tell you how your words affected their interests, affected their heart. An hour has passed, and when people ask me what time it is, I say it's always love time, poem time.
Love time, poem time. Love time, poem time. Love time, poem time. Time for words from heaven to shine. Love time, poem time. Time for words to pattern and rhyme. Love time, poem time. Time for words to wash the wounds, bind the lashes and play bassoon. Love time, poem time.